Welcome back to Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm your host, Jason. This is a Tidbits Friday for OSR October, and I have two products I want to highlight today. The first is a new product from Savvy Donkey Press. In a previous Tidbits Friday, I talked about the Savvy Donkey Press product, Endless Crypt Generator, and this is very similar. This is a travel challenge generator, and these are by Kate Corsaro. Sorry if I'm saying your name wrong there, Kate. They're free on Itch. I've got a link in the show notes. Go check it out. The travel challenge generator is really neat. So what you do is you break your party down into six rolls. And you don't have to use all these. You can choose what you use and what you don't. The six rolls they have set up are the guide, who leads the way, the hunter, who is responsible for gathering food, the scout, who looks ahead for danger opportunities, the camp, which involves setting up and maintaining the campsite, and the cook, who prepares meals, and the healer, who takes care of illnesses and injuries. And again, you can use any or all these, it doesn't matter, because what you're doing is you're rolling a d6 and a d12, and then you're going to go to the page that matches that die roll. So if you rolled, say, a 2 and a 12, then you'd go to page 2, 12, right? It's pretty simple. And, you know, there's all kinds of different options in there on each page. In fact, there's 20 different things on each page, and you find whatever matches and works for the situation they're in. And really, it's a prompt generator. But a lot of these are interesting because they give you challenge points to challenge, in this case, specific stats. So if you're playing a game where you roll against your stats for a challenge, then this generator is for you, right? It's really interesting, and it's totally free, so there's no negative to checking this out. I highly recommend you go check it out. It's pretty cool, and I think that's about all I have to say on that. Savvy Donkey Press has a lot of really interesting things. I do recommend checking out their Itch page and seeing all the stuff that Kate has over there. I first heard about Savvy Donkey Press on Matt Jackson's YouTube channel, and I'm so glad that I did. I would also, it's not something I'm reviewing today, but it's also something I would highly recommend is going watching Matt Jackson's YouTube, so I'll put a link to that as well. The second thing I want to talk about is from Taylor over at the Clerics Wear Ringmail blog. Now, Taylor also does the Whispering GM podcast. Taylor has been experimenting with OD&D and chainmail for a long time. We did a couple episodes of Cerebivore where Taylor and Daniel Norton got together and they talked about using chainmail with OD&D, and they have slightly different ways they're doing that. Recently, Daniel put out his Unchained, the latest draft of his Unchained rules to use chainmail for combat with OD&D. And now Taylor's done the same thing. He's got his Ode to 74. Ode to 74, and I'll just read kind of off the blog entry here. It presents an integration of Zero Edition, OD&D, and chainmail mechanics presented together and seamless as rules as written as possible, allowing for clarifications that Taylor's run into at the table to date. They're not finished now. There are a jumble of rules written legibly but wrought with typos induced by the use of voice to text. However, they are usable, and they present the spirit of the original rules in their entirety, including rules for griffin riders darting around dragons hundreds of feet in the air, including rules for catapult fire mounted atop the aft castle of naval war galleons, and for, of course, delving deeply into the mystic underneath below, as they would have been in the original release. Again, this is something that's free. Go check it out. What Taylor's done, he's broken it down into a player's reference and a referee's folio. These are really interesting. I have not actually play tested any of this or played it, but it's very interesting. It looks really cool, and it's yet another adaptation of OD&D using the chainmail mechanics. So I highly recommend checking that out. And that is all I have for you today on OSR Tidbits. I have a pretty lengthy show this Sunday where Daniel Norton of the Bandits Keep Media Empire, who we mentioned earlier, is going to join me, and we're going to review a OSR supplement for OD&D. So until I talk to you again, be excellent to each other.